Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special edition of Blog Talk Radio, and I have a special guest here on the line with me. How are you doing, Cheryl?
Oh, fine. Doing good. How are you, Ralph?
Well, I just wanted to do this show here today and kind of try to explain to people what I'm going through, because I don't really think a lot of people, when I type and text or whatever, that they understand exactly what I'm having problems with. What I got is, it's called multiple sclerosis, okay, and it's kind of like, the best way that most people describe it is doctors and everything describe it. It's like if you've got a cord to like a lamp and it's got a short in it, and you know how you have to jiggle it to get the light to work sometimes.
Okay.
That's kind of what's going on in my brain. It sends out signals, and sometimes they get mixed up, and it's like that cord that doesn't work right, and it can make me have problems like walking, balance, vision, just about anything that you can think of. I can have a problem with it, but I don't have a problem with the same thing all the time. It changes around, and that's why I have the balance issues right now. I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of scary because I've fallen like 5 or 6 times in the last 2 or 3 months, and it's getting to where it's, I'm worried about one time I'm going to fall and it's going to hit like something really sharp or something that really hurt me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You lose your balance.
Yeah, and yesterday I started going to this, it's a rehab, but it's not like where you do like weights and stuff. It's a rehab for like your brain. And a lady there, she gave me a bunch of exercises to do with like my eyes and like looking at stuff and moving stuff around in front of my face and following it and not moving my head, just following my eyes. And then closing my eyes and closing my eyes and moving up my head around and stuff. She's trying to get my balance readjusted back to where maybe I won't fall so much. And also she told me to do like the deep breathing exercises, to lay in bed and kind of breathe. But you know, I'm tell you a little story about last night. I got really scared because I was laying in bed and I was laying on my back doing the deep breathing exercises, and I guess I went to sleep, and when I woke up, well, I woke up and I felt like I was getting strangled. I was actually choking on my own saliva had gone down in my throat and was choking me, and I couldn't breathe. I just woke up coughing, and, you know, just really scared, you know. I felt like I was getting choked, and I think it was because I went to sleep on my back, which I usually don't do, you know. But I'm having a lot of problems right now with the swallowing. I can just be sitting here and not drinking, eating, or doing anything, and I start getting choked. Yeah, it's really kind of scared. And the lady also yesterday, she was looking at, you know, that my body, you know, just I just had like my regular shorts that I wear all the time on. And she was looking at me and trying to see. She said, well, your left side, your left leg is not as big as your right leg because it's got the brain damage. It's messing up the muscle strength, and I'm not able to walk on the left leg the way I'm supposed to, so I'm not getting the muscle power into there. And she wants me to start, when I'm walking, like for my exercise, she told me to blank my mind out and not think of anything but walking, and just be real thinking real a whole bunch about what my feet are doing. Yeah, and just be real aware of where I'm at, you know. And when I go, like, to the store or I'm out somewhere, and I start getting that feeling like my head's not attached to my body and I can't feel my feet or whatever, she told me to push down with my feet on the floor really hard, and or put my hands in my pockets or something and push down and give myself that sense of being on the ground instead of, like, floating. And she also, which I already knew this, but she said there's not a whole lot they can do about, you know, some of the things that's wrong with me because it's just the brain damage, you know. Like one of my eyes, my right eye, it turns in a little bit towards my nose. You can't really see it, but it makes me have like double vision. And it's all
Okay. Just I'm interrupting on you because, you know, when you have a brain damage, all connection that, you know, it's connected to all parts of your body. So the brain that make command to your all the nerves of your body so that, you know, it's not good today. So it's more worse and worse. So it's the medical and the medicine that you take it, it's cannot be, you know, it's not useful. Or the benefits of the medicine, it's not help for you. That's the one thing.
The benefits of the medicine, they're pretty good when you first get sick. You know, they help you a lot. But as you get longer into it, it doesn't work as good. And I've been taking the medicines for like 19 years, so they're starting to have the effect that they used to have. You know.
Yeah.
And my dad, I'm not trying to be a downer or nothing, but my dad had this stuff, and he wound up in a wheelchair for 5 years and just got to where he couldn't do anything. And I'm really kind of worried about it because I don't really want to go out like that, you know.
Yeah, it's just like, really you know, just like a bacteria. You know, once the bacteria, once you put antibiotic or you take an antibiotic, yeah, it's already cured. But, you know, that your case, it's, you know, the bacteria or source of the disease that comes in your brain, it's, you know, it's difficult to cure just because, you know, the strong, you know, that's the more your medicine that you take it, the day strong and strong, then you make it worse.
Speaking of bacteria, I have to carry around this, like, the hand cleaner, you know. I have to carry the hand cleaner because if I pick up too much germs, I get sick real easy, you know. Because of my weakened immune system.
Yeah. The one. Your immune system is weak and cannot protect your body.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes I'm gonna tell you what it feels like, because it's hard to. I can't really tell people this, and when you type it out, they don't understand what the meaning of. But let me tell you what I feel like sometimes. Do you ever go to the movies? Okay, when the movie's over, what happens?
It's end.
It's not really the end. When the movie's over, they show all the people that were in the movie and everything. You know, but what happens when they start showing that stuff? What happens? What do the people do? Do they sit there through all that? No, they get up and leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
so my movie's not over, but I feel like everybody's left, and the only things that left is all those names on the screen, and it doesn't mean nothing to nobody. You know. In other words, I'm the only one. I feel like I'm the only one that cares about the movie that's going on anymore. It's like, you know, and it's kind of a weird feeling. It's like, hey, if I wasn't here, would anybody notice? It just kind of makes you feel kind of weird because I'm going to tell you something. I don't like to tell family stuff too much, but basically I got it ripped off from my sister from my inheritance because my dad had a house that was worth like $200,000. And she sold it, and she kept all the money. She was supposed to split it with me and my other sister, but she kept it all. So I got cheated out of about $80,000 or $90,000. And that's the one reason why I'm in the bad shape I am right now as far as money, you know. And she's sitting down there with all the money in the bank sitting in her lap about it. And you know what she told me? She goes, I'm not giving you any money because you don't know how to manage money, so you don't deserve it. Now, that's not what my dad said.
No, it's not that good.
Well, let them go ahead and keep their damn money, you know. And let them go ahead and do whatever they want because it's fine with me. It just tells me, and that just saves me trouble because now I don't have to worry about talking to them anymore. And I don't waste my time, you know. I'd like to find out. I like for people to do stuff to me like that, because it, you know, that way you know who you're dealing with, and you're not dealing with plastic.
Yes, it, you know, it already hold it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's, you know, it's like, you know, you spend, like, you think somebody's your friend, you know, and then something happens and they're not there when you need them. Well, you just wasted all that time. You know, I'd rather find out real quick. I'd rather find out real fast whether somebody's my friend or not, you know. And I'll tell you another thing. And I'm going to tell you another thing I did, because I got tired of people arguing and fighting on Facebook. I took my Facebook private. I took my Facebook private, where I'm the only one that can see the post. So if you don't like, if you're worried about what everybody else is doing, you're not really my friend. You just want to get into fights. Okay? In other words, you want everybody else to, you want everybody else to see what you're doing. You don't care about me. You just want to get on my wall and make a big show out of it. Well, just forget you, because I'm not going to have it, you know. So people like you, that's my real friend, you know what I'm talking about. And the other ones, the plastic or whatever you want to call them, they can just melt, because I'm turning up the heat, you know. And I haven't got time for the plastic. I'm too sick for plastic, you know.
You know, love, I tell you the truth. I'm not only just a friend for you. You know that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because, you know, these days, there's a, you know, it's already that they know already what we have. But, you know, when this time, it's my privilege to know them about it. Because, you know, I can't wait to be together. It's, you know, it's... But even how you feel it, how you have a disease like that, you know, I care about you, no matter what.
You know, there's some people, you know, who, what kind of people I'm talking about, and they first thing they act like they're they act like you're their friend, and then the next thing you know, they're asking you for money for like this and that, you know. The best one they come up with, it's the best one usually they come up with, it's my birthday and I want a birthday present.
Oh, it's not good for them also.
You know, it's awful funny how every time when you friend somebody like that, their birthday, I'll bet you everything I got, they ain't got a birthday for 6 months. It's probably every day is their birthday, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, how come it's your friend's whole birthday 10 person? So you can give that also to how many? 10 people to get a birthday buzz? Oh, my. It's a birthday buzz.
Yeah, well,
for them?
You know, let's see them pay for some of my medicine. My doctor bills. I don't go asking them for money for doctor bills and stuff. I don't ask people for money, and I don't give money. You know that. And I've never asked you for anything, you know. And I wouldn't ask anybody for anything. I just don't, that's not, I mean, I don't want to, you know, be like that. You know, even if I could get it, I don't want it, you know. Because they might need it more than... You never know who needs money. You don't, you know, everybody needs money. But,
everybody
I mean,
needs
know,
money.
What are you? But what are you doing? It's not so much need. It's what are you doing with it? Are you stealing it from people? Are you lying to get it? Are you working to get it? Or what are you doing? Now, if you're working to get it, that's your money. But if you're stealing it, that's not your money. If you're a scammer, that's not your money. You stole that money. That's not yours.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yes, I've been it already.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people that's been scammed by these whoever, you know, wherever they are, and they lie about everything, you know. And that's all they do. It's both ways. It's men scamming women and women scamming men, and it just makes me sick on both ways, you know.
Oh, it's vice versa.
It's a big waste of everybody's time, for one thing. Yeah, it's just like you live your whole life. You live your whole life trying to stay out of a scam. You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, I got enough. I don't know about you, but I got enough stuff. I don't need to scam. You know.
Yeah.
You
know
what a friend of, you know what a friend of mine told me one time. This was about like 15 years ago. She said, "Hey, look, I don't need somebody to be miserable. I can do that all by myself. So if you're going to make me miserable." She was talking to about somebody else. She told this guy, she said, if you're going to make me miserable, I don't need you because I can do that all by myself.
Yes, yeah, that is very ridiculous. And then it's very shameable that, you know, if the man asked money to the woman, it's very shameable. It's because, you know, the man able to work also.
What kind of a man is that that takes money from women? That's some kind of low-life wimp to me.
Yeah.
I mean, to live off, to make money off a woman and that's working for, you know, maybe this guy makes a lot more than she does. He's trying to get everything she's got, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
that's why, you know.
Maybe she's only making like $100 a week or something, and he's trying to get all of it, you know. And he might be making $1,000. He might live over somewhere in another country and be making $1,000 a week, and then he's scamming 20 women a week out of $500 or $50 each. That's another $1,000 a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much money for that. And so
look,
what I did for that one, you know, last time, I didn't say that I regret that I gave it, but, you know, I said, God will be with them. You know, that's, you know, the karma is from them, not on me. I gave it. Yes, so many blessings coming. That's just I never regretted it. I never regret what I did. But, you know, that is a lesson to be learned. So next time, it's not do that.
Well, here's the way my life goes. Every time I think I'm going to have a little extra money, guess what? Time to go to a different doctor.
Yeah, you spend
and then,
again,
every
another
time
doctor.
Every time I go to the doctor, guess what they do? Here's another medicine for you to take that costs you more money every month. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I make pretty good, but I spend half of it on medicine just about, you know, and a part of that on doctors. So by the time you add the doctors and the medicine together every month, it takes almost half of what I make.
That is maintenance medicine.
And I got to go to a new
doctor. That is your maintenance.
I got to go to a new doctor in a couple of weeks, and before that, they're going to do what they call a brainwave test on me. That's where they hook up all these electro things up to your head, you know. And it measures whether your brain's working right, whether the signals are getting out of the brain at the speed they're supposed to. Well, I already know the answer to that question. It's going to be a big no, because it sure ain't got better in 20 years. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And 20 years ago when I took them, I flunked out on the vision. The eye part wasn't getting, my eyes wasn't getting a good signal. And my ears weren't getting a good signal, and now I think it's going down into my legs and not getting a good signal, because sometimes I'll stand up and they just buckle under me and I fall right back in the chair. Or sometimes here, not lately, but last month, I would get up and sometimes I would just start shaking and just have to grab a hold of the wall to keep from falling onto the floor. I mean, it looked like I was going into some kind of shock, you know.
Yeah, that's the symptom of
multiple sclerosis. Yeah.
Yeah.
That multiple sclerosis. It means there's multiple. What reason they call it multiple? Because in your brain there's more than one place that's getting messed up, so they call it multiple sclerosis. And what it does, it blocks off the, it blocks up the blood that's going into your brain in certain places, you know. It might block a little bit here and a little bit there, and then that blocks the signals that your brain's sending out, you know. And then in the brain stem, I have a lot of what they call lesions in the brain stem, and everything your brain does goes to the brain stem. So when it sends out a signal, if the brain stem's messed up, it gets all screwed up. So sometimes I'll be sitting here, and it'll be 50 or way cool outside, and I'll go outside and I'll start sweating, you know. But I usually, here a couple of years ago, I used to go walking outside in the middle of the winter, and it'd be way below zero here, okay, way below freezing. And I go out with a coat on, and I go out with a coat on and a pair of shorts and no shirt on, and no gloves on. And you know what? When I came back, my hands were hot. And I had them outside the whole time. My hands were hot and my clothes were wet from sweating.
Oh.
So, that ought to tell you how messed up things are, you know. I came in one morning and it was about 6:30, and this lady downstairs, because I live in this retirement place, you know, so there's lots of people around all the time. Anyway, I came in, and she goes, "Aren't you, I bet you're cold." And I go, "No, I'm not really." And I went over and said, "Feel my hands." And she goes, "They're hot." I go, "Yeah, they're hot. And I've been outside for 30 minutes in this cold weather." And she couldn't believe it. It just kind of shocked her, you know.
Yeah, with some other one who came from the cold weather. It's cold also.
Yeah, it snows quite a bit here. Last year we got 3 or 4 pretty good snows, you know. So it gets pretty cold, yeah.
Here, starting on the winter, because the wind blows, it's cold, but not too much. Only just the wind blows, only just a cold little bit, but not like a freezing or below the temperature. It's snow. It's only just it's normal.
I got a little poem I wrote a while ago. Would you like to hear it?
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get it out. Okay, here we go. It says, "Please just leave me alone as I fall to the ground, because I'm not happy to be on my way down. Please don't laugh as I start to cry. I'm losing love, health, and life, so very soon I'll say goodbye. But before I go, please always try to recall, I didn't give you just a little. Honey, I gave you my all. My all is all there is to me. It's about living right and flying free. So, honey, when you see that star that shines so bright, please remember me in all our loving nights." That's a guy that was, you know, was kind of, maybe I wrote that about me because I don't never know what's going to happen. So it's like if something happened to me, I would like somebody to remember, you know, something good, you know.
Yeah, it's emotional, like that. Yes,
I'm trying
it's
not,
emotional.
And the lady yesterday told me to not get so upset about things, you know.
Yeah.
Because I take everything, I'm real sensitive, and I take everything real personal when people say something to me. And I got to get better about it, but it's real hard because my whole life everybody's always said not nice things to me, and I've just gotten really upset about it. You know, like when I used to work and stuff, people would make fun of my writing and stuff and tell me it never would amount to nothing and everything, and that's okay. But, you know, I just had to feel like I've always been having to fight for everything I got, you know. And I'm tired of it, you know. I'm tired of fighting with people, you know. So I'm just not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to fight with anybody. So if they want to fight, they can find somebody else to fight with, you know. Just not
worth
it.
Yes.
I don't need
it. It's not worth it to fight anybody.
You know, you've talked to me when I've been all upset, and you know how I get, you know. I get really, you know, I just forget everything, you know.
Yeah.
It's not good
just
for
forget
me.
Just
my health.
Yeah, I advise on you that, you know, think of happiness. Don't think that you're only just upset, depressed. Don't mind of them, you know. Just think of it that always be happy, and then it's, you know, if you think that you're depressed, you know, you just think the beautiful views just that make your mind calm.
Oh, I got something I wanted to ask you if you wanted to do. Now, I know you said you probably had some friends and family listening. Would you want to say hello to anybody out there while you're on the radio?
Yes. I would like to greet all my families and relatives there in the Philippines. Hi, good evening, everybody. And I'm here now, just listening to Black Radio with Rolf. And I hope they like the shows.
Yeah, and also, you know, there's like 700 shows on here. If anybody likes music out there, that you know, that they can listen to all of the shows on the Blog Talk, you know, and go over there and just pick a show out and click on the show title, and then click on the little arrow which's over my face there. Hit me in the face and hit me in the face, and then the music will start, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get to hear me, and then they get a great thrill. They get to hear me talking in between the songs. But you know what I do on my radio shows most of the time? Unless I'm interviewing somebody, I don't talk very much because I don't talk very much. You know why I don't talk very much on my radio shows? Because it's supposed to be about music, not me.
Yeah, that's it. It's like that because you know that if your show it's for music, you just play the music. But you know now it's on a talk show.
Yeah, and you know we might start doing this more often. We could talk like this and talk about stuff every time you want to. You know, we could just call in and we could do a show. Because right now I can't play the music because I had to give my PC back in because I couldn't afford to pay for it. You know. So I can't download any music. I can't download new music to put on my radio show. So I need to either talk like this or just read. And it's hard to just read. It's easier to talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we could start doing a 30-minute show a few times a week together, you know. And that way you could have your friends and everybody could keep up with what you're doing better, you know. And they could hear you all at one time instead of you having to make all those phone calls and use up all your time on your phone, you know. Does that make good sense to you?
Oh, yes.
It sounds like you're spending a lot of time here, but you would really actually save money over the long run because you could spend 30 minutes a day here instead of making 4 or 5 30-minute calls maybe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have all your family and everybody could listen and your children could listen and they could hear you and know you sound okay and you could talk to them, and you could actually have them call into the show even, you know, if they can call the U.S. on their phone and they could call into the show and talk to you on the show, and that would be fun. Maybe they could have their friends, you know, listen, and it might just get bigger and bigger, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's great.
We got about 3 minutes left on the show. If you got anything that you really wanted to say before we leave.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I love so much the show, and I love it, too.
Yeah, me, too.
And, you know what, it's nice to know that we're just being close in here, because it's a pleasure to them, and they know it, how much I love you. And, you know, I can't wait to be with you soon. I want to
music. You know what I say about people out there? You know what a hater is, don't you?
Oh, I know it, but
you know
I don't
what
want
I,
it.
If they want to hate on me, that's fine. I've been hated on all my life, so I don't care. I don't need but one person to like me. I don't need 1,000 people to like me. So if they don't like me talking to you on the radio, that's their problem, not mine. Yeah.
Yes, love, don't worry. Everything will be fine.
I'm just relaxing. I'm not even thinking about this as radio. I'm just thinking about it as a phone call, you know.
Yes, of course. Why not? You know, we're always like this. It's a very nice pleasure to do this.
Yeah, and it kind of gets, you know, because it's hard to just type everything all the time, you know. It gets kind of boring.
Oh, yeah? No.
No, we got about a minute and a half, so. If you got anything else you want to say real quick, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got about a minute left. It cuts off automatic at 30 minutes, because that's all the time I got right now. I can't afford to pay for any more extra time on the network. That's another thing I had to cut back on. So
you have a 30-minute show.
Yeah, it's a 30-minute show. It's got 1 minute left.
Okay.
I had to cut back on everything because I've got so many doctors and stuff I'm having to pay for right now, so it's really kind of tough.
Okay.
I don't want to quit. I don't want to quit though. I don't want to quit the radio altogether because I need to be able to talk. You know, it's easier that way. I can feel like people still listen, maybe, you know, because I had like 700 listeners on one show on one day last week. You know, and that's pretty good. 700 listeners.
Okay.
So.
I want to mention about, you know, I greet my family there. I don't know if they didn't know who is them. So I want to say hello to family Rotas, family Arimas, family Diano there, and Philippines. So everything will be fine. Blanco family, good evening, everybody.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you later then. The show's just got a couple of seconds left.
Okay.
Nice talking with you. Bye.
Bye, love.
Okay.
Chụp đấy.